Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about their children's emotional development, and today I want to talk about something that touches so many hearts. When your 6 or 7-year-old struggles to explain their complex feelings or communicate their emotional needs clearly. First, I want you to take a deep breath with me. If you've ever felt frustrated when your child says, "I don't know," after you ask how they're feeling, or if you've watched them struggle to find words for the big emotions swirling inside them, I want you to know something important. You are not alone, and your child is not behind. In fact, what you're witnessing is something absolutely beautiful. Your child's emotional world is growing, expanding, becoming more complex and nuanced, and their vocabulary is working hard to catch up. Let me share what the magic book taught me about this magical age. Children between 6 and 7 years old are in a critical developmental phase for emotional communication. Their hearts are experiencing feelings that are more layered, more subtle, more intricate than ever before. They might feel disappointed and relieved at the same time. They might experience nervousness mixed with excitement. These complex emotional experiences are brand new territory for their developing minds. Research from some of the world's leading universities shows us that emotion vocabulary development is a long-lasting process that continues well beyond age 11. Dr. Gerland Gross and her colleagues at Leipzig University discovered something wonderful. They found that children ages 6 to 7 show steady increases in their ability to name and understand complex feelings compared to younger children. But here's the key. This is a journey, not a destination. Even at age 10 or 11, children are still learning to use emotion words in the same nuanced ways that adults do. And you know what else the research tells us? Dr. Shauna Tomany from Oregon State University and Dr. Susan Rivers from the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence found that children with higher emotional intelligence are better able to pay attention, are more engaged in school, have more positive relationships, and are more empathic. So when you help your child build their emotional vocabulary, you're not just teaching them words. You're giving them tools for connection, for learning, for building beautiful relationships throughout their entire lives. The magic book whispers this truth to me. Being able to express and share emotions helps children generate social understanding, empathy, and healthy relationships. When your child learns to say, "I feel frustrated," instead of just, "I don't know," they're building bridges between their inner world and the people who love them. They're learning that feelings can be named, understood, and managed. So what can you do to support your child on this journey? Let me share some gentle, research-backed approaches that the magic book and I have seen work beautifully. First, model emotional language yourself. When you're feeling something, name it out loud. You might say, "I'm feeling a little overwhelmed right now because I have so many things to do," or "I feel so proud of myself for finishing that project." When children hear you naming your own emotions with specific words, they learn that feelings have names and that it's safe to talk about them. Second, expand their emotional vocabulary gently. When your child says they feel bad, you might ask, "Is it a sad kind of bad, or a worried kind of bad, or maybe a disappointed kind of bad?" You're not correcting them. You're offering them new words like gifts, helping them find the precise language for what's happening in their hearts. Third, create safe spaces for emotional expression. This might be a special time each day for heart talks where everyone in the family shares one feeling they experienced. It might be during bedtime, during car rides, or during a cozy snack together. The magic book teaches us that when children feel safe, their hearts open like flowers and the words begin to flow. Fourth, be patient with "I don't know." Sometimes when children say "I don't know," they truly don't know yet. Their emotional experience is real and big, but the words haven't caught up. Instead of pushing, you might say, "That's okay. Sometimes feelings are hard to name. I'm here when you're ready to talk." This patience teaches them that you're a safe person to explore feelings with, and here's something wonderful. Stories can be such gentle helpers in this process. When children hear characters in stories naming their feelings, working through emotional challenges, and finding words for complex experiences, they're learning emotional language in a safe, imaginative space. Let me tell you about a story that might help. It's called The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly, and it's about two friends named Theo and Miles who discover something magical. They find that their parents' bedroom holds gentle echoes of caring conversations, and they learn that adults have invisible worries too, and that small acts of kindness can help heal hearts. This story is so special because it shows children that emotions can be expressed gently, that talking about feelings helps people feel better, and that understanding others' emotions is part of growing emotional intelligence. After reading this story together, you might create your own special time for heart talks where everyone shares one feeling they had that day. It becomes a ritual, a safe space, a bridge between hearts. The research is so clear on this. When parents respond with patience and provide language for complex feelings, they teach children that emotions are manageable and that they have the tools to express what they're experiencing inside. You're not just teaching vocabulary. You're teaching your child that their inner world matters, that feelings are important, and that they deserve to be understood. Remember, wonderful parent, your child's struggle to find words for their feelings isn't a problem to fix. It's a sign that their emotional world is becoming richer, deeper, more beautifully complex. And you, with your patience and your love and your gentle guidance, are helping them build the language they need to navigate that inner landscape. The Magic Book and I believe in you. We believe in your child, and we believe in the beautiful journey you're on together. Every time you pause to help your child name a feeling, every time you model emotional language, every time you create a safe space for heart talks, you're planting seeds of emotional intelligence that will bloom throughout their entire life. So take a deep breath. You're doing beautifully. Your child is learning and growing exactly as they should. And together, with patience and stories and love, you're building something wonderful. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.